This week, we're reminded to rejoice and to take joy. You know, we wear the rose-colored vestments in order to remind us that, you know, at the end of our Lenten journey, you know, we have the resurrection. That Jesus died on the cross for the salvation of us all. As he says in the gospel, you know, just as Moses lifted up the serpent for the Israelites, you know, he was going to be exalted on the cross for the salvation of all of our sins. But he warns us that, you know, many of us, you know, will choose the darkness over the light. You know, how often it, or how easy it is for us, you know, to want to stay in that darkness, not to want to come into the light, you know, not to want to rejoice in the things of Jesus, but to stay in our own little comfort zone. Now, St. Augustine said that, you know, people love the truth because it brings them into the light, but they hate the truth because it shows their wrongness. You know, and so often, you know, we don't want to go and seek out more knowledge. You know, we don't want people to tell us, you know, what sins are. We don't want to learn more about the church because we'll find out, you know, there's more rules to follow. But that's staying in the darkness. You know, Jesus is telling us that we need to come to the light, that we need to seek out the truth. You know, we see that, you know, Jesus came for the salvation of us all, and it should change our whole life. You know, how much love that he had for each and every one of us, that we should be seeking out, you know, who Jesus is, who his church is, and that relationship we can have with him. You know, we should be seeking that out all the time. You know, it's not just something that, you know, we go through faith formation as, you know, a youth and we're confirmed and we know everything. You know, there's still so much more, you know, to learn about Jesus, to learn about the truth. You know, there's so much more out there. You know, Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to say that, you know, we could always tell, you know, what year a priest was ordained because on his bookshelves, you know, the books would go no further than that year. You know, he'd always be disappointed that even, you know, the priests of his days, you know, weren't learning more. They weren't constantly seeking out that truth of God. You know, we can't just stay, you know, happy at where we're at. You know, Jesus is saying that we have to go further. We always have to be seeking out that truth. You know, whether it's going to a Bible study, you know, learning more about Jesus through the scriptures, you know, whether it's picking up a catechism at home, you know, going through that slowly so that we can learn about that faith. You know, there's so much information out there. There's so much more that our faith has to offer. But so often we, you know, choose to say, you know, I'm comfortable where I'm at. And it's the same thing as saying, I prefer to be in the darkness. You know, once we seek out that truth, once we seek out that light, and once we uncover more, you know, that more joy that comes to us. Because we know more about Jesus. We know more about his church. We know more about that love that he has for us. But it all comes to us. You know, we know what Jesus did for us. But are we willing to accept that grace that he has for us? Now, are we willing to reciprocate that love that he has for us? Or are we fine just, you know, being where we're at? There's always so much more. Jesus is always calling us to be better than we are. You know, no matter where we're at, no matter who we are, you know, we can always improve. We can always grow closer to God. And we know that in order to love him, you know, we have to know who he is. Because we can't love what we don't know. And so often in today's world, especially Catholics, we don't know why the church teaches what it teaches. So many, when we see the Pew Research coming out, it's always so many Catholics are saying that, they don't believe in what the church believes. And that's something that we have to change. We have to be going out and seeking out those answers. We have to be seeking out that truth. We can't just say, what's good for me is good for me. Because that means that we're in the darkness. No, Jesus came to bring us into the light. And we have to do what we can to come meet him in the light. To draw ourselves out of the darkness. Because we don't want to be caught in that darkness. We want to be brought into the joy of the light. But it always takes effort on our part. Always seeking out that light. Always coming more and more and more into the light of Christ. Having that light shine on us so that we can know who Jesus is in our own life and we can bring that light of Jesus into the rest of the world.